Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most pertinent pop culture podcast on the planet, the Fun Pop Fan Guys. We're here with the most inclusive cast of characters this side of Constantinople. My name is Rich Morton. I will be your co-host today. And the director of the Center for Music and Creativity. There I am. And I'm happy to be here. And thank you all for being here. I'm going to turn this over to our co-host and moderator and CMAC creative writing guru, Mark Laza.
Well, thank you, Rich. I can't believe it. I've been elevated to guru. What an honor. My name is Mark, as my good friend Rich has pointed out, and here we have an amazing panel. As always, let's get to know them. First up, Eric, why don't you introduce yourself to the fans, the audience?
Hello, Ivan.
Well, tell them your name and anything else you want people to know.
Hello, myself, Clinton. And a part of the podcast.
Excellent. Thanks for that, Eric.
Yeah.
Next up, if you can unmute yourself, we have the queen of the podcast. Miss Dawn, why don't you introduce yourself? Why don't you introduce yourself without the mute?
Unless you want me to do like Kung Fu movie, like I'll talk and you do the. Oh, there she is.
Hi, my name is Dawn and I'm a gold medalist.
Excellent. Yes, we are honored to have a gold medalist in our presence. Thank you for that, Dawn. Looking
You're
forward
welcome.
To hearing more for you in a little bit. And next up, our resident encyclopedia, Big Mike.
That's opinion and stuff. I'm happy to see you, Rich and Mark. Happy to see you.
Hey, happy to see you, Mike.
Always happy to see you.
Thank you for the kind words. And today, our topic is going to be, even though this is going to be published, you'll be watching this after March, but it's February now, so we wanted to honor the fact that in February, Valentine's Day, we are the Fun Pop Fan Guys podcast. And so we are going to be talking about love stories in popular culture. And that is going to be our topic for the day. But before we get to the main discussion, we're going to go through our panel and get to know our panel a little bit more in depth. So each person here is going to present their own segment.
All right. First up, we have Eric. What are you talking about, Eric?
Wrestling.
Wrestling, the wrestling spotlight. Yeah. And we're back. Okay. So your spotlight on the WWE female superstars. All right. We got your favorite WWE superstars. Who's that we have?
Ronda Rousey. Becky Lynch. Bailey. Yeah.
Bailey.
Yes.
Stephanie McMahon.
Stephanie McMahon.
An old school one that me and Mark know. Who are those ladies?
The twins.
The tag team.
Yeah. Alexa Bliss. And Liv Morgan.
And Liv Morgan. Awesome. And I know you want to talk a little bit real quickly more about your favorite wrestler. Who is that?
The Nightmare herself, Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley. And is she the champion right now?
I think she is. But I'm not so serious, but she is.
Yeah, she is the women's world champion right now. And Eric, did you get a chance to actually meet her in person?
Yeah, and her next fest.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe what? There's proof.
Oh my goodness.
Is
Holy
that you
smokes.
Is that you with Rhea Ripley? Rhea Ripley?
Yes.
So, yep, there it is again. There's Eric with WWE Women's Ooh. World Champion, Rhea Ripley. So how did you feel about that experience, meeting her?
It's good to meet her. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, Eric, thank you for sharing your spotlight on women's wrestling and the WWE.
Very privileged to have somebody so knowledgeable about all things wrestling in our midst. And in the future, Eric, we look forward to hearing a lot more.
And this Friday, I'll do with Alex at his house to watch Friday.
You always watch Friday Night SmackDown, right?
Friday Night SmackDown. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that, Eric. Now, next up.
It's me again.
No, you're done with. Right. You're out of here.
No.
All right. Encyclopedia Big Mike.
Yes.
So I understand you saw a new movie. Is that correct?
Yes. The Captain America.
The new Captain America.
Up.
Brave New World.
Brave
All right.
New World. What did you think about it, Mike?
Two thumbs up and stuff. Yes. Very nice. Awesome movie and stuff.
What was your favorite part about the movie?
My favorite part is like the action part, Rich, like the Harrison Ford.
There was a special thing that they actually showed in the trailers, so we try to keep it spoiler free.
Rich, excuse me, they're taking the pills and stuff. They're taking the pills and stuff. Yeah.
Right. Well, we'll let people watch it to see what the specific details of the plot were. But yeah, let's just say that. Harrison Ford gets a little bit red with anger at one point, and there might be a fight that goes down. But yeah, about Captain America, quick background. When Steve Rogers retires, he gives the shield to Sam Wilson, right, who's the new Captain America. And then we get to see the first story of Sam Wilson as Captain America. Who was your favorite character in the movie?
There is Gus, the movie and stuff. Gus.
Giancarlo Esposito, who played Gus.
Do you know that it's a remark? He plays a bad guy in the movie and Breaking Bad. Do you saw Breaking Bad?
You know, I only saw half of it. I've not yet finished that series, so please, no spoilers.
No.
Thank you, Mike. I will watch it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but the actor that played Gus Fring in Breaking Bad played the bad guy in this one. He plays a good bad guy, right?
Right. Yes, he awesome job in the movie.
All right, so overall, Mike, what would you give this movie?
Like a 3 and stuff.
3 Kermits from Mike. 3 out of 5. Very good, right?
Thank you, yes.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Mike.
Welcome.
All right, excellent, Mike. Now I know if I should spend money on that movie ticket or not. And now, Dawn, this would be a good time to unmute yourself. We have our resident gold medalist in gymnastics, Miss Dawn. And welcome back to Dawn's Gymnastics Corner.
Thank you, Mark.
Do I have a graphic for that?
Absolutely, that's what I'm here for.
There it is. All right. Look at that. All right. Excellent. So, Dawn, in this segment, you are going to be talking about one of your gymnastics heroes, Kerry Strug.
Yes.
All right. So, tell us about Kerry Strug.
She was at the 1996 Olympics at Atlanta, Georgia, and she was doing vaulting. The first time she ran down the runway to do the vaulting, and she did it, but she fell on her butt behind me, and then she was shaking her leg off and limping, and the coach Bella Caroli told her to shake it off, walk it off, and that you can do this, do it again, you have to do this again, one more time, this is the thing, and. And she went back and ran down the runway and did the vaulting. And she landed on her foot that she hurt. because she hurt, and then she went down on the floor, sit down on the floor because it was hurting really bad. Because right, she had a fraction in her ankle. I mean, her back of her ankle, I think she had a fraction.
A fracture, yeah. And I remember her name came up when we, last week, you had talked about your own experience with injury during competition and how, like Carrie Strug, you didn't give up. You persevered, you dealt with the pain, you fought through it like a warrior.
It's hard because sometimes you have to be like, well, do I do this again? Can I push myself? Can I do this again? Or do I have to do it again? Sometimes you're like, well, what do I do? Do I withdraw? Do I back out? Do I get a tentative deduction? You know, so you have to think about these things. You're like, oh my God. You know, you have to keep going.
Also, you don't want to risk causing any permanent damage to your body either. But in the end, she landed on one leg? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, she landed on one leg that she hurt. That leg that she hurt.
Yes.
Well, the left one.
Represented our country with amazing honor and grace. So, Carrie Strug, if you are listening, I hope you are, and watching, you got a bunch of big fans here. And nothing but respect. So, thank you for that. And thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
And Rich, did you have anything?
Well, I just want to say that I think that this whole Carrie Strug thing, the story that happened was, I think they ripped this off from the Karate Kid, the original Karate Kid with Daniel LaRusso got injured and then he won. That's kind of suspicious. That's so all I got to say about that.
Did the coach do the Miyagi healing trick on the ankle? We don't know.
We don't know, but.
Hello.
Yeah, but Carrie Strug at the end when she was done, the team Magnificent Seven, they won a team gold, I think.
Excellent.
That's awesome. Yeah, and you know what? I think that we're going to have a lot to say for this special topic, so I'm good for the moment. But Mark, you have anything you want to throw out there, any little tidbit?
I'm going to keep it brief, Rich, but yes, I do have one thing I want to say. One of our own team here at CMAC, Adam Beasley, has been publishing a series of books called The Pop Rock Primates, and the newest installment, book number 3, Blizzard Crossing, just came out last week.
Wow.
So if you grew up as maybe a child of the 90s watching those old Nickelodeon cartoons, Rugrats, and the like, I think you would really dig this. It's a great series of books. And illustrated and written and self-published by one of our own here at CMAC. So check it out. And that's all I'm going to say so we can dive into the main topic here.
Mark, where can they find that book?
I can't believe I didn't mention that, Rich. Thank you. It's available exclusively on Amazon in both this beautiful paperback hard copy and also on an ebook format for either Kindle or the Kindle app. You do not need a Kindle. You can download a Kindle app on your phone or tablet. And so, yes, for now, that is the only place you can get it, Amazon, because it is self-published. But we'll see what happens in the future. But this is a big deal. This is our first published author from CMAC. So check it out. I think it's a really great series, great characters. Adam has a gift for wordplay and a great sense of humor, a lot of fun. If you got kids at home, you can read it and you will enjoy it too. All right. So let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns.
There you go.
So we are talking about love stories in pop culture.
It is love stories in pop culture. Yes, that's our main topic. And real quick, just throwing out there, we think of love stories in pop culture. First of all, pop culture, what is that? What does that include?
Movies.
Movies. What else?
And stuff Mike. We watch on TV. So
movies, Mike. TV. Where else, Mike?
It's like cartoons. Like,
Cartoons, animated.
yeah.
Dawn. What else we got? And mu
Circles.
musicals. And in music, so we're gonna go through all our favorite love stories
Cover
in
here.
pop culture. And real quick, we talk about movies. That's a place that I think we see a lot of these love stories. And we have a few classics here just to kind of mention real quick.
Yeah, Casablanca.
Casablanca, Gone with the Wind, and of course Romeo and Juliet, one of these probably one of the most famous love stories of all time that goes way back to the days of when it was just a play, right? And then there were many different versions of it. But
Yeah, you can even include West Side Story in that, right? Isn't that a modern day retelling of Romeo and Juliet?
absolutely, that's definitely a good point. West Side Story is a good one. There's a lot of them, and that's definitely a good point. That's an
About
updated version.
Greece?
So the tale of the star-crossed lovers, forbidden relationship, Romeo and Juliet was probably the prototype, but we have seen many modern interpretations of that same idea.
Yeah, a tragedy. That was a big part of it. But yeah, star-crossed lovers, and there's a lot of those in pop culture. So there we go. All right. Oh, let me go back here.
The
I'm skipping ahead.
passiveness.
All right. One of the big ones, well, the more modern ones,
It
from
was Titanic.
1997. This was a Titanic of a film that didn't sink at the box office.
No.
It
Was this
was
the first movie that to make $1 billion? $1 billion.
billion stars. Yeah.
I believe it was, and it just kept making more. Every time they re-release it, it made more money, and it stayed up there for a long time. But yeah, talk about a tragic love story that happened on one
Yeah, but
of the
that
big.
happened in real life though, Rich, because I saw the Titanic movie 10 times.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a
You
lot of
must.
hours, because that movie is like how many, like over 3 hours long.
Yeah.
So.
I think it was like 3, 4 hours long, but that happened in real life, Rich, the way the boat, Titanic boat, really sunk in real life. I think that was based on a true story, that boat,
Yeah,
the movie.
the overall history of the movie was based on true events, but the
That's the same, it was based
romance,
on a true story, yeah.
right? But the romance was something that was fictionalized. But one of the greatest, most famous romances in the cinema history, probably. So that is Titanic, and another one of ours that we picked that especially Mr. Big Mike, Rocky.
Upkey. That guy who
Rocky.
uses
Wow.
fists.
That right. He uses fists, but he also uses his heart. He has a big heart
And
and
love.
Rocky. And I agree. Mike, what do you think about Rocky? Rocky and Adrian. You think they're one of the greatest love stories?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it definitely should be up there as one of the greatest ones because it the story spanned decades. From the very first Rocky movie, when he first meets Adrian, and she's shy, right? She's quiet, but then Rocky helps to open her up, and then their love story begins to blossom, and it goes all through all six movies,
And then
from.
her eyesight magically was fixed by Rocky's kiss, right?
Oh,
We never saw her wear glasses again after, I tell you, who needs LASIK when you got the lips of Sylvester Stallone?
there you go. That is very true. Any more thoughts on Rocky, Mike, our Rocky expert?
The guy marry in the second one and have a baby in the second one and stuff.
Had a
So
baby.
you got.
And he got a little older. Yeah.
And Mike, is this do we still see any evidence of the Rocky series today? Are they still making these movies?
I think so. No, not yet. No, not yet.
Is there another series that was a spin-off from the Rocky movies?
I like Rocky Balboa 2006 and stuff.
Who
From
was the
like
first? Who?
1976 to 2006.
Yeah, that was, and so that was the last of the Rocky movies, and
Right.
then they started making the Creed movies, right?
Yeah.
So Creed was the it was a spinoff, which Rocky was in for the first two. I think he was not in the last one. But yeah, all right, and let's see what we got next. Let's go to television.
Yeah.
Now,
Friends.
lot of romances and love stories of television going back to the early sitcoms. We got I Love Lucy and The Honeymooners
Oh my
and
God, I love
all these
Lucy.
different.
I love Lucy.
Yeah. And then one that I think we all kind of agreed on, one of the biggest ones, was in Friends, which included, of course, the will they, won't they? We were on a break back and forth between Ross and Rachel, and then also we had Chandler and Monica. So that was a pretty big
Enjoy,
TV
Phoebe.
shows.
Did
And
you?
any other TV romances, anybody that you enjoyed?
Is a hard one. Nice.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different ones, but I'd say Friends is memorable. Then you got like you get a little later, you get Jim and Pam in The Office. The Office, Jim and Pam. That was another
Hey,
good
Rich.
story.
Hey, Rich.
Yeah, Eric.
Our neighborhood.
What was that, bud?
Neighborhood.
Neighborhood?
Yeah. So.
Did you say neighborhood, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to look that one up. But while you're on there, Eric, we also wanted to mention going on to the animated side of things. What's your biggest thing that you love?
Disney. I
Disney. And
said
I'd
Disney.
say, would you say that Disney has some of the greatest love stories?
Yeah.
What was the first big feature-length film with Walt Disney that he made? I think there were like seven dwarves involved.
Snow White.
Snow White. So I think that Snow White set the template, I think, for Disney. There was a princess, a damsel in
Remake.
distress, and then they had a remake. And so the love story of Snow White and Prince Charming, and through all the years there are many different romances, right, and love stories, including going up to the late 80s, early 90s, where what other great romances there was? There was Aladdin and
Yeah,
Aladdin,
the mermaid.
Little Mermaid, and who was the lovebirds in
Prince
that,
Eric.
or the love fish?
Prince
Prince
Eric
Eric
and Ariel.
and Ariel. So there are a lot of big love stories in Disney. That's a good one. Let's see what else we have here. Going to music.
Oh,
We had a lot
yes.
of discussions about the love stories in pop music, especially in the 80s, where there was a lot of ballads and love ballads and power ballads. Dawn, what did you want to say about a few stories in their songs?
Michael Bolton, I love him. I just like the song. He sings it. My favorite song is "How Am I Supposed to Live Without You?"
Yeah, and
What do you
that
like about it, Don? Is it the words or his voice? What's your favorite thing about the song?
Mark, I think I would have to say his voice, and not only that, but the lyrics.
And he
Because go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I didn't want to.
Go ahead, say ask me though, I don't remember
Yeah,
then.
is there a particular lyric that stands out to you that really means something to you?
Yeah, like how am I supposed to live without you? And that all I've been living for is gone and everything. It's like a repeat, like repetition, like what we talk about in Riding Quest.
Sure.
Like a total eclipse of the heart, like every now and then, you know.
Okay, are you switching? Sorry, did you switch now to Total Eclipse of the Heart?
No.
So we're still talking about Michael Bolton.
Yeah, I was just saying it's like almost like a total eclipse to the heart where she's saying the song a total eclipse to the heart, but it's like every now and then she would get to that point every now and then.
Oh, you're talking about repetition, yes.
Yes, yes, that's what I was trying to say. I couldn't remember the word.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. So both songs about breakup and longing. One of the things I really love about Total Eclipse of the Heart is that there's implied hope. And when you think about it, an eclipse, that darkness is only temporary, and then it passes, and the light comes back. So always remember, in the throes of a relationship, when you're feeling sad, it gets better. It's just an eclipse. It'll pass.
That's a very good metaphor, Mark.
I wish I could take credit for it, Rich. That's all Bonnie Tyler.
Well, shameless plug. If you want to learn more about metaphors and things like that, you could take Mark's creative writing workshops Monday nights from 6:30 to 7:15 Eastern Standard Time.
Right.
And back to the show.
Excellent. Yes. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate that. Let me know how much I owe you for that little advertisement.
All right. And one thing that me and Mark had said that came to mind was Living on a Prayer for Bon Jovi about Johnny, yeah. And Johnny and Gina, right?
Gina. So Gina works. She works that diner all day.
Yes, I'm telling she does.
Working for a man.
Brings home the pay.
For what? What for, Rich?
I don't know, but
for love.
For love, of course. And that's what we're talking about here, guys. Love.
Love.
All right. As we're winding down, let's see
love,
what else we got
love
here.
Me too. You know, I love you.
There you go. Beatles. A lot of Beatles songs have love stories. But anyway, moving on. Comic book stories. From the comics, from the comic books to the movies, we talked about love stories. And there were two specific couples in comics that we mentioned that we thought were up there. And Mark, you had mentioned this arachnid-looking guy on the left with the girl with the red hair.
Peter Parker and Mary Jane Watson.
There you go.
Probably my favorite love interest of Spider-Man.
Yes, and going back to the early comics and the Tobey Maguire movies especially. And then, of course, one of the biggest superheroes of all time, Superman.
Wow.
And Mike, so who was Superman? Who was his Gal Friday or his love interest?
Lois Lane. Right.
Another one story that spanned a few different movies, right? And throughout all the comics through history.
Right.
So there's love stories all over pop culture.
And one on the left, the guy with the glasses, that's Christopher Reeve, right here.
Ah.
That's right.
May he rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
And my last thing just to squeeze in, I got to go to Star Wars. Han Solo and Princess Leia. What a story that did not start as love at first sight. That was like they couldn't stand each other when they first started, right?
If anybody
that knows Star Wars.
She thought he was a scruffy-looking nerf herder.
That's right. He wasn't exactly a Prince Charming. He was a scoundrel. Mm. And that is what we got there.
All right.
Rich.
Well, Eric, you got a final thought for us?
Yeah, in chat, I said next WWE is the men.
All right. Yeah. For our next video, you want to talk about the WWE male wrestlers. We'll look forward to that next time.
Sneak preview of coming attractions. And, well, thank you so much. It's such a vast topic, and we try to get as much of that in as we can. But we know everybody has a lot of things going on. We like to keep our podcast snack size. I think we had it jam-packed full of great information. I know I'm in the mood for love. Thank you for listening. Rich, anything you want to send our audience off with?
Well, always remember... I don't want to live a day without you. I don't know what I'm saying, but I just want to say thank you for joining us, everybody. Right. And hope you're enjoying our content. And If you have any favorite love stories in pop culture that we didn't mention, feel free to put it in the comments below. And Eric, what should we tell our audience as well, our viewers?
Subscribe and bell and notification.
That's right. Please like and subscribe. And we are very happy to have
notifications.
Say that again, bud.
Notifications.
Notifications. Yes, hit that bell.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric.
Mike, you got anything you want to say farewell?
Nice weekend and stuff.
Have a nice weekend. Thank you for that, Mike. And Miss Dawn, any last words for our, well, not last words, but final words for this episode for our audience?
I hope you all watch it and I hope you all like it and enjoy our podcast class.
Excellent. Thank you, Dawn.
You're welcome.
And yeah, go ahead and leave a comment, a positive comment, please. What's up, Eric? Rich,
this is the last one for wrestling people out there. Nicole, if you watch this, please bring them on screen with you.
Vic Foley's watching. We watch it on the podcast, but we'll look forward to that in the future. For right now, it's time for us to say goodbye. Thank you, everybody out there.
Right.
And we'll see you in the next video. Bye. Yeah.